Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in the bowels of State Farm Stadium here in Glendale, Arizona, where Purdue just defeated North Carolina State 63-50 in the national semifinal, advancing Purdue to the national title game Monday night against Connecticut. This is your GoldenBlack.com drive home. That is not actually a drive home because I do not have a car, and I can't call it a drive home if I don't have a car. They won't give me one of the golf carts. I don't know how to drive this Lyft I'm standing next to here, which is good news for everybody. If I did, I would probably be arrested, and then we would have a real problem. This is brought to you by our friends at the East End Grill and Rippling Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn, which is thousands of miles from here, so will not be driven by tonight. Although there are coyotes all over the place out here, so kind of like home. So Purdue wins 63-50 over NC State, ending NC State's magical, I guess we'd call it magical, right? This would be an appropriate use of the term magical. Their magical run in this NCAA tournament. Kudos to them for getting it all together at the right time and really doing something special here. But I never really thought that there was a possibility Purdue might lose to NC State. I think Purdue is obviously one of the best teams in college basketball. I think NC State's clock was about to strike midnight, and I think Purdue was kind of just the team to do it. And having been in NC State's locker room the other day, I try not to draw too many conclusions from what kids say, because sometimes you just got to say something and there's no right thing to say. But I just sensed a real flippancy from them about Zach Edey and just got the vibe that they had no idea what was coming. And whether that was true or not, I don't know, but Purdue won this game pretty comfortably. You know, they win the game by 13 points, but they're up 20 with about 2 minutes to go. Not really a Purdue blueprint sort of game. Zach Edey never dunked in this game, and I can't remember if that's ever happened for Purdue this season where he hasn't dunked. Not that dunks matter all that much, but it was just kind of a different game. Edey only shot 2 free throws. Purdue only shot 10 as a team for the second time in 3 games. I think this was a really bad night for the people who have bad takes about Purdue basketball being some sort of creation of the officiating college basketball deep state or whatever you want to call it. This was not that sort of game for Purdue. They did rebound NC State to death. They did make all their timely threes, but they did end up with a season low 63 points. Largely because of turnovers. There were 16 of them, although a couple of them came after this game was well decided in the final minute and thus aren't relevant to this conversation here. Purdue's got to take better care of the basketball, but Purdue won this game going away, really, despite Braden Smith playing probably his worst game of the year. And I would not anticipate that being the start of a trend here in Glendale. I think he will definitely respond in the right way against UConn this week or Monday. But I think Lance Jones and Fletcher Loyer were really good, gave Purdue some really good guard play to go around a ho-hum 20 and 14 from Zach Edey, a different kind of dominance by Edey. I think his passing really stood out. He did turn the ball over a bunch of times. That was more on NC State throwing help at him and doing some good things than not. And I'm just now realizing that the box score I'm looking at is from halftime. So if I make up any numbers and they're wrong, there's your explanation. I grabbed the wrong piece of paper before I came out here to this storage area to be by myself. The echo, if there's an echo in here, bad acoustics, whatever the word would be, it's because I'm standing in a gigantic holding area for auxiliary seating and a freight elevator of some kind. There's one of these hydraulic lifts over here, a bunch of folding chairs. So the acoustics might not be great in here, but I'm very much off track here. Fletcher Loyer and Lance Jones gave Purdue really good guard play. Loyer's steadiness, Lance Jones' energy both really showed up in this game and really kind of insulated Purdue from really feeling the effects of Braden Smith not playing very well. The turnover issue has been Purdue's greatest threat all season long. Obviously showed up in this game in the sense that NC State got some points off of it, but also Purdue denied itself a lot of points off of it. That's the reason why Purdue ended up with only 63 points in this game, and really the reason this game was really close at all. NC State was within two after being down 12 in the first half. They got it to within two late in the first half. But Purdue never trailed. And this would have been probably all Purdue from the very jump had Purdue not turned the ball over so much. So that's been kind of Purdue's thing this year, that they have to be hyper aware of, absolutely positively on top of at all times. And that'll be the goal against Connecticut on Monday. But Trey Kaufman ran, I thought, was really good in this game too, and Purdue used him wisely to attack DJ Burns, the lovable big man from NC State who captivated everyone's imaginations because he's 6'9", 275, and looks really happy and just has a kind of a fun game to him. You know, it was Purdue's role here to be the bad guy today and to kind of shank Cinderella, and that's exactly what Purdue did here. DJ Burns, I don't want to say he was a nine factor, but I'm looking at the wrong box score. I know he had four assists. I think he only had like 8 points or something like that. He had one rebound. He's not a good rebounder, so that's an irrelevant number. But Purdue really did a good job bottling him up and not giving them a lot of what they want, running offense through him. So Purdue just did a really good job at both ends of the floor in this game. Not a perfect game by any means, not a particularly aesthetically pleasing game, but none of that stuff matters when you get to this point in the season, obviously. You just advance, and now Purdue plays UConn, the game everybody's wanted to see. This will be the most legitimate national championship possible because these are probably the two best teams in college basketball. So people tend to view UConn as kind of steamrolling toward this thing. I'm not really sure why they're underestimating Purdue, because what has Purdue done in the NCAA tournament to lead people to doubt them or to lead people to think that UConn is that much better than them? I think Purdue's got just as good a chance as anybody would, and I would not view this at all as, you know, Purdue being a heavy underdog in this game. That seems to be the way people talk about UConn. Understandable. They're an unbelievable team. They're a great team. They're a historically good team, but so is Purdue. And I just think it's going to be a great college basketball game. So we will see what happens on Monday night. But these are heights that Purdue basketball has not reached in generations, generations, generations. And this was a really, really big win for Purdue tonight. It was really big just to be here. This is a really special accomplishment for this program to end a really special year, no matter what happens Monday night. But so that's kind of what I got. There's lots of stuff up on our website at goldenblack.com, so I would ask you to check all that stuff out for a more coherent recapping of events tonight than this 8 minutes worth of rambling with some sort of loudspeaker announcement going on behind me, the freight elevator behind me making noise. So thanks everybody for listening. I appreciate it. If you like these podcasts, please give us a 5-star rating and a pleasant comment, preferably a pleasant comment. And thank you once again to the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn for your support. As always, I will talk to you guys again on Monday night after Purdue plays Connecticut for the national championship. I, again, will not be in a car. I will still call it the goldenblack.com drive home, but I will more likely just be standing somewhere. So false advertising on my part. So thanks, everybody.